It's gotten better, her tired voice said to me breathily over the phone. For the most part, he leaves me alone, but last time he took the dog, hog-tied her up and tore handfuls of hair from her skin to show me I couldn't win, that he would do this to me if I didn't submit immediately, forgo my will, surrender my identity. This was not the first time she had called me. She dialed these numbers religiously when she had a few minutes to speak, when her resolve was waxing weak and she needed a release, a chance to share her stories of torture and struggle, of pain and unknowing, of nights covered in stolen breath and illusions of death as he quietly warred against her will to resist, his bludgeoning fists slamming her fragile, frightened body against walls, tables, and chairs, tearing out hairs, crushing delicate bones in her fingers and face, traces of her blood staining his clothes, running from her nose, but she kept her mouth closed. While he beat her bloody and dumb, prefaced with hushed threats that she stay silent or risk greater punishment, and she never spoke a word. But her bruises said it all, spelled out every letter of her beating the night before, while hushed voices behind her back called her a whore as she shuffled submissively through the grocery store. And in the laundromat, she spilled tears over the stains from her blood that soiled his shirt, wishing she could bleed clear so she wouldn't have to spend her afternoon here scrubbing out the evidence that he was the perpetrator of a crime. And it would be about that time that she would call me, dial those numbers religiously, and purge his attempts at power and control. I was a faceless voice on the other side of a receiver, the only person who would believe her, the one person she ever told. After 4 years of these conversations, she stopped calling 3 months ago, and now I've got nothing to show for the hours she spent occupying my mind, the weeks I spent in a daze, my brain covered in a haze of wonder. Who is she? Where is she? The average person will leave an abuser 9 times. Before leaving for good or being killed. She stands next to you at the bank, chats with you at the store, carpools to soccer with you, lives next door. She carefully hid bruises behind flesh-colored paint, plastered a smile on her face, swallowed down her fears, and quietly disappeared. And she never spoke a word. But everybody heard.